Hello, everybody. This is Cameron Day, coming to you via utopiaradio.com and, of course, my website, ascensionhelp.com. It's wonderful to be speaking with you all today. I'll be answering questions in the Utopia Radio chat room and also the lightworkers.org chat room. So come on in, feel free to ask any questions. And we're going to have a wonderful 90 minutes together. So if you haven't heard of me before, and you wonder why some guy named Cameron has a site named ascensionhelp.com, I'd like to tell you just a little bit about myself. I've been doing remote energy clearings, that is, clearing somebody's energy field at a distance, for over 10 years. About 7 years ago, I took a break, turned out to be a 7-year break from doing remote healings, simply because I decided that I needed to minimize my own ego, needed to become more clear, needed to become more loving, so that I would actually be able to do a higher level of energy clearing in my work. So in the course of those 7 years, quite a bit happened, and during that time, I believe I got a pretty good handle on what the ego's true role should be in consciousness, at least in my consciousness. And as I share that information with others and help them to get past their own ego hang-ups, their own repetitive judgments and worries, all the cyclone of hectic thoughts that rattle around in our minds. As I started to do that more and more, just on an individual basis, my higher self started telling me stronger and stronger that I was basically not fulfilling my role and that I needed to get back into doing remote energy work and helping as many people as possible. So I finally answered that call in 2008, put together a website, named it ascensionhelp.com on the urging of my higher self. Because let's face it, if I was doing that from my ego, ascensionhelp.com, well, I think we all know that that wouldn't be the right place to come from. And on the site, I've endeavored to share free of charge as much of the information and knowledge that I have about how to clear yourself of your own limitations, your own hang-ups, how to minimize your own ego voice so that it is not dominating your sphere of consciousness. The self-clearing system has been very well received by everybody who's been to the site and used it. And awareness is growing about the message that I have to offer. And really, my message, it's the same message that every teacher has taught over the course of human history, is that you're divine, and in order to grow as a human, we need to reconnect to our divine aspect, our higher self. So that's the very first step in the self-clearing process, is reconnecting to your own higher self, bringing it down, anchored into your body, as opposed to most people, their higher self is floating about a foot or two above their head, simply because they have decided to believe that they were separate from God. And whatever we think, whatever we believe, the universe and our higher self gives to us. So if we think we're separate from God, the higher self will separate from you as much as possible, which is basically 2 feet above your head, if you want to put it into a space-time configuration. But of course, the higher self has never left you. It was always there, just waiting to be invited back in. So we invite the higher self back in, and then we connect to the core of the Milky Way galaxy, the galactic core, the galactic sun, that our solar system revolves around, that is where all of the new energy, the new information, the new frequencies of consciousness are coming to our planet from. So once we can tune ourselves into the galactic core, we go from being third dimensional consciousness Earth humans to now having fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness as galactic humans. And a little bit later in the show, I'll go into a lot more detail about second, third, fourth, fifth dimensional states of mind and how you can cultivate your own. But back to self-clearing, once we're reunified with the galactic core and our higher self, we can then have our higher self send back any harmful projections from any being, whether they're physical or non-physical. We can have our higher self send that energy back to the higher self of the entity sending it. And then we can take back all of our own judgments, projections, etc., back to us so that with the help of our higher self, we can transmute them. Then we move on to ego minimizing. That is very key. If I could, I would make that the very first technique. Unfortunately, the ego is always interpreting, misinterpreting, analyzing, and attempting to compartmentalize all of the spiritual data that we encounter. And it tries to put all of those fourth and fifth dimensional concepts down into really what amounts to a two-dimensional frame of mind, which is polarity or binary consciousness. Good and evil, right and wrong. This spiritual path is right, that path is wrong, that type of thing. That's all the ego is really doing in our minds when we absorb a new spiritual concept. So with this technique, we minimize the ego. We sit it aside, we tell it to sit quietly in the corner, we thank it for its contribution, and then in that state of non-ego presence within our own mind, we can expand our inner divine light of our higher self so that it encompasses our entire body, our entire sphere of consciousness, and we're literally filled with that infinitely powerful bright light of our divine self. And from that expanded point of consciousness, we can then reclaim any power we have put into any limiting emotion, any experience in our past that is still causing us pain. We can reclaim the power from that pain. We can transmute it back into pure energy and gain the wisdom from every experience we've had in our entire life and any pain that we have that's still holding us back. And that is the system described in a nutshell. We're going to go into that more later, and at the end of the show, I'll take you all through a process in much more detail, going through each of those main steps, and at the end of it, you will have experienced the self-clearing system in its essence. But right now, where I want to bring us back to is two-dimensional consciousness. Now, why would I want to take you so low? Well, only because that's our ego. And the ego has been running the show on Earth for pretty much all of recorded human history. The ego is our analytical aspect. It comes pre-wired with the human body. So we knew coming in that A, we would be forgetting who we were, the beings of life that we truly are, and we'd be taking on a helpless little body that had a little ego in it that would gradually build up over time to help us navigate three-dimensional reality. Now, if it were strictly navigating, the ego would be very helpful. But instead, it begins judging, resisting, criticizing, and just worrying about really things of no consequence. Because even if all of our worst worries came true and happened tomorrow, we'd probably still be here and still be functioning humans. And the ego thinks really in two dimensions, thinks in good and bad, black and white, right or wrong. And that mode of thinking still dominates many of the minds of Earth humans at this time. And so when you feel yourself going into a thought pattern of judging and worrying and being binary, what I mean by binary is that it has to be this way or that way. There's only the good way or the bad way, the right way or the wrong way. So in that pinging back and forth between good and bad, right and wrong, that's what I call two-dimensional consciousness. Now, once we can expand our consciousness just a little bit, expand our minds to seeing not just what's happening from our own limited point of view, but seeing what's happening on a global scale, truly understanding the plight of the 3 billion people on the planet that live on less than $2 US per day, truly understanding and accepting what's happening around the world is what I call three-dimensional consciousness. Now, actually, accepting usually isn't involved in third-dimensional consciousness. Mostly, it's awareness and then resistance, judging it. Because as beings who want to see a better world, when we look at half of the planet living in poverty, it's only natural to judge that as bad and needing to be changed. Well, it does need to be changed, but it's not necessarily bad. And that's what brings us now to fourth dimensional consciousness, fourth chakra, fourth seal consciousness. And we can elevate ourselves to looking at the planet from outside of the planet rather than as a player in the game of Earth reality. When we do that, we can actually love the entire crazy seeming experience on the planet for exactly what it is, which is a very precise illusion, a very precise biofeedback mechanism of a seemingly solid reality that's constantly mirroring back to us the content of our own thoughts. And so everything that we directly experience in life is the result of the thoughts that we have had, the thoughts that we've continued to cultivate. And then we take that to a fifth dimensional awareness, and that's what I call galactic consciousness, where we become aware of the fact that we are galactic humans. We are not just Earth humans, but we come from that galactic core. We can be tuned into that galactic core at all times. And from that state of wisdom, of seeing the Earth as one potential reality, in a galaxy teeming with life, in a universe teeming with galaxies teeming with life, that level of expanded galactic consciousness puts into wisdom and into perspective all of the suffering that's occurring here on Earth. And once we touch that level of awareness, even just for a moment, it changes us forever. And we then want to share that awareness with everybody that we know. And that, in essence, is the beginning of the ascension process. We ascended our frequency of thought from Our ego, two-dimensional state of thinking, brought it all the way up to a fifth-dimensional galactic state of consciousness. Our frequency of thought has now become so high, so powerful, and so loving and joyful that the only thing that makes any sense, the only thing that really will bring us joy at that point, is helping others to get themselves to that state of consciousness. Now, of course, we cannot force anybody or drag anybody to that level. Ascension process is something that has to be voluntarily undertaken. The best we can do is plant seeds, broadcast our loving intent to others in our lives so that they see with their own eyes the fruits of your consciousness expanding in your body, in your mind, and in your life. And that alone will touch the right people at the right times to get them to ask you, hey, what is it that you've done? You're different, something special about you. I always knew you were a little different, but now you seem really different. And so you just share with them what you've experienced. Share with them that little taste that you can give them at that moment of what it means to actually love this reality as it's unfolding. To love the entire planet and all of its chaos and suffering, because we have all come here knowing exactly the chaos and the suffering that was going to be experienced. And we came here with compassion and with love in order to help uplift the frequency of thought in as many lives as we possibly can. And the more we do that, the more we transform our minds and help others to transform themselves. That energy and that consciousness will spread like a beacon of light, affecting the morphogenic field of the entire planet. So as each of us becomes a brighter light, we give others permission to become brighter lights as well. And from a mass consciousness perspective, science has already proven that enough people with a focused intent and with love in their heart can and do change the experience of life on this planet. John Hagelin, in one of his largest experiments with what he calls the Maharishi Effect, brought together 7,000 meditators doing transcendental meditation and focusing on world peace. And whenever they were focusing during their periods of meditation, worldwide crime and terrorism dropped 72% from just 7,000 people who were able to hold a frequency of love in their hearts. Now just think about that for a moment. 7,000 people dropped worldwide crime 72%. Now imagine that you don't even need to centralize this process. We can have 7,000, we can have 70,000 people simply moving throughout their regular daily lives with love in their hearts, with compassion for others, thinking fourth and fifth dimensional thoughts, thinking literally outside of the box of two or even third dimensional human consciousness. Imagine 70,000 people absolutely lit up with their own divinity everywhere they go, just with a smile, just with their presence, with the calmness and the peace of their words, enhancing the lives of those they meet, and enhancing the energy field of people that they'll never meet in person. So this process doesn't take that many of us, and there's a whole lot of us here. And by us, I'm referring to you listening to this show, because you wouldn't be here listening right now if you weren't one of the beings that came to this planet specifically to help uplift its frequency. And for most of us, all we have to do is live our lives from that state of love, allowing, accepting, not judging others, not judging ourselves. We simply need to maintain that frequency and broadcast it to the world. Now, of course, that sounds very simple in words, but as we all know, we all have plenty of baggage, plenty of judgments, plenty of resistance to people in the world and people's dramas in the world. So that's where it becomes very important to clean ourselves up, to delve deeply into the core, deeply into the areas of our lives that cause us pain and that we either resist or identify with, because either one of those is polarizing the energy of a painful experience. Some people identify with it and they say, look how bad and how terrible my life was. My parents treated me this way. People in school treated me that way. People at my job treat me this way. And all of this is so terrible, and this is my life. That's a whole lot of energy wrapped up in suffering. Now, that energy doesn't need to be there. It doesn't need to perpetuate your suffering or your struggle. All that energy can be reclaimed. The same thing is true for people who have tried to bury or resist their pain. Something bad happens in childhood that they lock it away and they keep it a secret from the world because they're afraid of the world judging them for the experiences of their past. And that fear of being found out, of having secret pain revealed, uses up a tremendous amount of life force energy. So either way, if we're resisting it or we're forming our identity through it, we're using up and really wasting a lot of our energy that would be much better served in broadcasting a frequency of acceptance, love, and alignment with galactic energy. So we'll come back to that process a little bit later for how to deal with where our energies are stuck. I want to bring us back for a moment to galactic consciousness. It's a very, very pleasant state of consciousness to live within. And I know that sounds pretty obvious. The tricky part is living it on a daily basis in the third dimensional world. And the easiest way I've found to do that is to constantly, whenever I think about it, consciously align myself with the energy that's streaming to the planet from the galactic core. There's literally an energetic galactic internet, so to speak, offering a download, new downloads of information, new downloads of holograms, of thoughts that are beyond any thought you've ever experienced to this point in your life. Every day, there's new information being downloaded by the galactic core to the entire galaxy, to our planet, and to your brain if you choose to accept it. Now, this is not an impossible mission. It's actually very simple. So, should you choose to accept it, you simply open up your mind, open up your heart to the galactic core, and ask for the latest download, and you will receive it. Your experience of it will vary from person to person. You may or may not feel a lightning bolt, but you may. But don't judge it. Don't do it for a specific experience, because that's your ego looking for gratification. That's your ego looking to be a self-important being. It's like, oh, ego says, oh, look, I have galactic consciousness now. I'm very important. Everybody, look at me. You want to set your ego down into the corner when it tries to do that. And just simply allow the information, allow the new thoughts to come into you. And do not allow your ego to form a new identity through this higher information that you're learning. So in the chat, somebody asked, can we talk about the process of taking back our power from the shame of past experiences? Somebody else asked, how does a person that is in a prison like Abu Ghraib keep their galactic consciousness? I'll answer that one first, because honestly, I have no idea. Now I can take a guess, because I have read reports of people who have been to concentration camps in Russia and Germany. But before they went in, they had spiritual knowledge and they meditated daily on their higher self. And when they were released, because during that time they chose not to identify with the suffering that was being inflicted upon them, but instead they identified only with their higher self. They came out of that system. It came out of those concentration camps actually brighter, more expanded, and more loving than they were when they went in. So those are their experiences. I personally do not have that experience, so I can only relay the stories of others. But I will come back now to Juna, her question about taking back our power from the shame of past experiences. And in a very simple process, when you expand the light of your higher self by bringing it into your body, down through your crown, anchored into your heart, and then anchored into your root chakra, when you expand that light of your higher self and you let the thoughts of your ego melt away, as that light expands, that purifying light of your higher self literally burns away the lower vibrational thoughts of the ego for a short time. And in that space where your ego is no longer judging the pain from your past, you can go to that experience and embrace it. Embrace yourself as you went through that experience. Forgive the people who caused you pain during that experience. Forgive yourself for feeling ashamed about it, for hiding it from the world. Forgive yourself for shutting down and shielding as a result of that pain. And in that state of absolute forgiveness and non-judgment of yourself and of others, you embrace the entire experience through your higher self, and you take back all of the energy and all of the power that's been locked up into that experience. And now you have it available to you once again as pure energy, as opposed to a painful experience. So your past simply becomes a repository of wisdom, just waiting for you to access it. It's a repository of your own energy that at the moment may be tied up in judgment, resistance, or forming an identity through that pain. But all of that energy, in a sense, is like a bank account where you've put in your own divine energy and kind of locked it away to hold on to those emotions of pain. And of course, nobody really wants to feel pain, right? Right? You sure about that? Because some people, and really all of us at one point or another, have enjoyed reliving the pain of our past, because that gets the body pumping out adrenaline, gets the body pumping out emotional, chemical, hormonal processes, gives you a faster heartbeat, gives you endorphins in the brain as well, because the body is suddenly reacting to stress, an old stress that doesn't even exist anymore because it's in your past, but we bring it up again and again. So we have to make that decision to not cultivate pain any longer. We have to make the decision to transcend our pain and to drain away all of the energy that we've put into holding that pain in place. Now, one of my recent favorite authors, Eckhart Tolle, calls it the pain body. So you can call it whatever you want, but just know that a large amount of your energy is tied up in your past and in your pain. And yes, it is addictive. To Micah on the chat, the pain becomes addictive. Just like just a drug addict is addicted to heroin. Heroin's really not good for your body, but the body's response to the toxin creates a state of euphoria. Same thing with an emotional painful experience from our past. As we relive it, we're actually reintroducing toxic emotions into our sphere of consciousness. So the body responds to that toxin with endorphins, the cascade of peptides and hormones to soothe you once again. So then eventually you manage to take a deep breath and you feel soothed. Your heartbeat's starting to return to normal and you think, okay, it's not so bad. I'm starting to return to normal. But for a few hours, you still have the endorphins that your body has released from that pain. So for a few hours or maybe even for a day, you won't revisit your past. You won't dwell on that pain. But at some point, the body and the ego is going to want to reintroduce that pain. And the reason the ego wants to reintroduce that pain is because the ego is confined in its power to the third dimensional world. Even though it pretty much thinks two dimensionally in good and bad and binary thoughts, its function is to navigate, perceive, categorize the physical world. And so it's going to remind you of your old pain from the physical world so that your thoughts and your consciousness stays within its third dimensional realm of the ego. The ego does not want you to think in fourth and fifth dimensional terms. simply because it fears its own death. It fears being diminished in any way. But the reality is that diminishing our ego is one of the most important things, the most important jobs that we have as entities who are working towards higher consciousness, towards a state of ascended consciousness. The ego cannot be ascended in its current state because it's doing 95% of the thinking in our minds, dragging up the past, worrying about the future, and the ego really likes its position of power in our minds. And it gets very upset, very scared when we begin to diminish it. So somebody asked, what is the cause of suffering and pain? Ultimately, taken to its highest perspective that I currently have been able to access, suffering and pain is the result of judging an experience, resisting the experience, wishing it had never happened, and forming an emotional cluster of pain around an experience through that resistance. So what that really means is that something bad happened in childhood that we knew on some level we never wanted to have happen again. And we were angry that it happened to us. We were angry at somebody else for doing something to us. And we felt bad that that occurred. We wished it wouldn't have occurred. We resisted it. And we kept resisting it as every time we thought about it. We thought, oh, that was terrible. The reality, however, is that experience is just an experience that happened to happen to you or to me. And we only resist it or judge it and wish it wouldn't have happened because it happened to us. If we had, say, watched a movie where something bad happens to somebody, we don't take that on as suffering and pain. It doesn't really make us suffer. We might feel a little bummed out or depressed because of that movie triggering some old pain within us. But the experience that somebody else went through in that movie doesn't actually cause us pain. And so when we can go beyond our third dimensional mind and get into our heart, get into our throat, get into our pineal and our crown, and access the wisdom of our higher self and our galactic consciousness, we can then reclaim all of the suffering and pain, all of that energy that we've put into the suffering and pain back to us, so that our life becomes simply a series of events that happen to occur in the body that we now reside in a timeline that this body has experienced. And those experiences gave us wisdom because we transcended the pain that we chose to assign to them. So there's the answer for Agnitus and the Utopia Radio chat. And yes, God wants us to be happy. God does not create our suffering. So I'd like to just speak on the concept of God for a moment. Because that word, that concept, has become very distorted in the human attempt to reduce The infinite mind that is the one infinite creator that all life springs from. To reduce that level of cosmic infinity down to a third dimensional or even a two dimensional concept. So naturally, something is going to get lost in translation when you try to take an infinite concept and put it down into something as binary and finite as two-dimensional thinking. And so there is no giant bearded figure in the sky recording everything that we do and waiting for us to mess up so that it can send us to an eternity of suffering and the fiery pits of hell. Sorry to all the fundamentalists listening, but that's not the case. And actually, I'm happy to inform you that that is not the case. Please do some research and expand your mind into fourth and fifth dimensional awareness, and you'll understand that God literally is the mind that is thinking, the infinite thought that has spawned this entire reality. And the love of God is the building blocks that allows this reality to take shape and to have form and solidity. And then we, as children of God, but in a more accurate sense, as extensions of the mind of God, then come and play in the third dimensional physical realm to have every possible experience that can be known be made aware in the mind of God. So this time, anybody who wants to ask any more questions, please type them quickly in the chat. I'm going to answer a few more questions for about 10 minutes, and then we're going to go through a very deep meditative process where we're going to tie everything that I've been talking about for the last 43 minutes together. So anybody with a question, anybody wants any clarification on anything I've talked about so far? So the galactic family. That's a good one. Thank you for reminding me of that, Micah. All too often, it's very easy for us, meaning those entities that have come here to uplift the world, the beings of light that we are, to feel very alone, very sad and depressed at the state of the world, because due to the sensitivity that we have within our natural state of being, we're sensitive to that suffering, and we feel cut off from the higher levels, from the family that we left, so to speak, left behind to come here to physical reality. But in truth, even though we may not have somebody next to us in a physical body who is vibrating at that same frequency of love, in reality, on a fourth and fifth dimensional level of consciousness, we are all connected. We are all supporting and loving one another. And our family, our galactic family, is always with us, watching us at all times. And for those of you with privacy concerns, don't worry, they don't look when you're in the shower. They're there for you though when you need some emotional support, when you're feeling alone and cut off from the universe. All you have to do is ask for your galactic family for a helping hand, and they will be there, they will help you. And if you let your ego melt away, just minimize it and expand your own light from your higher self, you will feel their presence. And someone else asked me to speak on inner power, personal power. Because that truly is the crux of the work that we're doing. Our power, however, is not in our personality. It is not in our ego minds. Of course, those have their own power, but that is a very limited power. Our true power comes from our higher self, and when we open up and anchor our higher self within our body's energetic chakra structure. And by doing that, we're reaccessing our true self, the self that we forgot about as we began to identify with the ego that we cultivated since childhood. So that personal power, that point of essence of our higher self, that is the power that I think needs to be cultivated above any other. So if you're feeling powerful because you have power over others, that's simply the ego. If somebody's feeling powerful because other people think they're special, and they say, yes, I'm so special, that's your ego. When the ego does that, just recognize that that's not the true you, that's your ego mind, and just tell it to sit quietly in the corner so that you can interact with reality from that space of personal power. Okay, we're going to take a short 2-minute break. So that for the next 40 minutes or so, after we come back from break, we're going to do a meditative process for self-clearing. It's going to be very deep, very involved. You're going to want to be able to be undisturbed for 40 minutes. I think it will take a little less than 40 minutes, but just plan ahead. Be able to close your eyes and breathe deeply. Make sure that you don't have any tight-fitting pants so that you can fill your lungs fully. So we will cut out for just a quick 2-minute break so that everybody can go and relieve themselves, get a sip of water, and we'll come back and we'll start peeling those layers away together. Hello again, everyone. We're back together. We're going to start peeling our layers of limiting energy. So get comfortable. Close your eyes. Start breathing deeply. Fill your stomach with air as you breathe in. Slowly fill it up. Let your chest expand at the end of your breath, filling the last of your lungs, and then exhale slowly and completely. And just focus on your breath for 3 or 4 deep, slow breaths. And now, imagine just above your head a large ball of light. This represents your higher self. Ask your higher self to come down into your crown and your pineal gland and fill your head with light. Now see that light moving down into your throat and now into your heart, illuminating you from within. And as this occurs, that ball of light expands to encompass your whole body, moving down into your solar plexus, down, down into your root, filling your body and every cell within it with vibrant, radiant light. Breathe it in. Let that energy fill you. This is where your higher self is supposed to be, anchored in your body. So breathe it in and let that energy expand outwards, filling your body, filling your entire sphere of consciousness with the divine light of your higher self. Just breathe it in and feel it. Now, tune in to the galaxy. The galaxy of the Milky Way that we are in has a consciousness. Just like planet Earth has her consciousness, the galaxy has its consciousness. I call it the galaxy being. You can call it whatever you like. Galactic consciousness, galactic mind, whatever. Now, feel that consciousness all around you and become aware of the core of the galaxy, the galactic sun, the galactic core, teeming with life, light, love, infinite information, infinite wisdom and knowledge. Now imagine a beam of light as wide as your body coming straight down into your head from the center of the galaxy. See it flow down through your body, through your chakras, down through your root, and into the core of Mother Earth. You are now officially a galactic human, bridging the consciousness of the galactic core with the consciousness of Mother Earth. And from her plasma core of energy, she sends a beam of energy back up through your body, up out the top of your head, showering around you in a beautiful array of. Now, ask the galaxy for the cosmic flush and see a beam of light come from the left side and go through out the right side of your body, and another beam comes from the right and goes to the left. So you're now standing in a giant energetic plus sign. And now a new beam comes from the upper left, diagonally down through your body at the bottom right. Corresponding beam comes from the bottom right, up and out the upper left side of your body. Another new beam comes from the upper right, through your body, out the bottom left, and yet another beam from the bottom left, up to the upper right. Now you have 8 beams of energy moving through your body in every direction. Now feel that energy coursing through every meridian, every nerve, every cell, every neuron in your brain, every single facet and aspect of your physical, energetic, and light bodies. This is the cosmic flush. It is infinite energy. It is always present. You only have to remember that it's there. Breathe it in. Let it flow through your body. Feel it washing away all heaviness, all tightness within your body. And now ask your higher self to do an energy refund, where any harmful, unloving thoughts that have been projected into your sphere of consciousness from any person or organization, physical or non-physical, ask your higher self to send that energy back to the higher self of the sender. We ask our higher self to send back all unloving, harmful projections to the higher self of the sender. It does not matter who it is. Does not matter if you know the person or not. In fact, if you find yourself thinking about somebody that you're pretty sure is sending you harmful, unloving energy, let them go, forgive them, and ask your higher self to handle this transaction, this energy refund. Because that energy belongs to them, not to you. Now ask your higher self to bring back all of your own harmful, unloving projections, all of your judgments, your criticisms of others, back to you. More specifically, ask your higher self to bring them back. Because you don't want all of that negative energy smacking you in the face right off the bat. So instead, your higher self will take that energy back, and then you can process that together when the time is right. Just breathe it in. Feel that space that's now created around you. Feel the frantic energy of society, of the world, melting away from your sphere of energy. Feel your own sphere of energy expanding in this space, expanding in this freedom. And now, simply breathe deep and be mindful of your ego. If your ego is having thoughts about the projections that other people have put on you, if your ego is trying to judge them for doing that, what we want to do is simply minimize that ego. We ask it to sit in the bottom left corner of our mental screen, so that all you see is energy, pure energy of the cosmic flush moving through you in every direction. And we minimize the ego. And we minimize that input. And then we look at the thought that the ego had brought up. We look at that judgment. Maybe the ego brought up some pain from your past. We simply look at that experience. We simply look at the judgment that we have on that experience. And we refocus in our heart. We refocus in our higher self. And we expand the energy of our higher self. Expand it and use that energy to embrace that judgment on the past, to embrace that pain of the past, to embrace that experience. And we proclaim that we are reclaiming our energy and our power that we have given to those emotions. I reclaim the power that I have given to this pain. Expand. Expand your light. Expand your frequency. Become bigger than any pain that you've ever experienced. Expand your consciousness to a galactic level. From this galactic perspective, embrace and own that experience. Own the wisdom from it. Breathe it in as that energy comes back to you that you've had tied up. Feel it expanding you. Feel it expanding your capacity to breathe deeper. Let tears come if they need to come. Breathe that grief deeply into your lungs, and then exhale that grief out of your lungs. And then breathe in the power that you are actively reclaiming. Now you will most likely be moving to a deeper layer at this point. Maybe a deeper layer of the same emotion, or another aspect of the emotion related to the experience that you just reclaimed some of your energy from. Recognize that your ego may be judging that situation, because it has for all of your life. Minimize your ego. Thank you, ego, for showing me this issue. Now please sit. sit quietly in the corner while I reclaim my power from it. Breathe deeply. Expand. Expand your light of your higher self from your heart. Embrace forgiveness. Forgiveness of those who have harmed you in the past. Forgive them, forgive them, forgive them. Expand your heart. Take back all of the energy that you have put into resisting this pain. Breathe it in. Take back the power and energy that you have put into forming an identity through this pain. That is a false identity. That is not who you are. Refocus your awareness on your heart, on your divine light, and let it expand and embrace the old identities of pain. Reclaiming your energy from it. And feel that energy coursing through your mind, your body, your consciousness. Go deeper into the core of who you are. Let all thoughts melt away. Let your divine light radiate, burning away all of the lower frequencies of pain, suffering, limitation, and fear. Expand yourself and embrace your fear. Reclaim all of your power from it. Your fears are not real. They are an imaginary story you have told yourself. Expand your divine light and embrace and transmute that fear back to pure energy, pure essence. If you're feeling stuck at any point, if you feel pain in your body, put your right hand on your heart and your left hand on the source of the pain in your body. Breathe deeply, expand your inner divine light, and embrace that pain. And proclaim that I take back my power and energy from this pain. I love myself. I love the universe. I love all of life. I love every experience that has occurred in my life. And I love reclaiming power from limitations of the past. Breathe it in. Now, stay in this space, continuing to expand your inner divine light. I'm going to ask our producer to play some very mellow, expansive music for 2 minutes while you remain in this space, continuing to expand your divine light. And embrace and reclaim your power from any pain that arises in your consciousness. While you breathe back, breathe in the energy as you reclaim it. Okay, so that was very wonderful. I can feel everybody out there really vibrating with their divine light. And that brings me tremendous joy to feel all of you uplifted. And so, what I'd like you to do at this point, this is optional, however. You can either bring yourself back to open-eyed consciousness, or just keep your eyes closed and just let the words that I'm speaking flow over you and through you. I'm going to talk for just a few minutes about the process of self-transformation and being patient with yourself as you go through it. Because however old you are, you've had that many years of reinforcing through the ego, through judgment, and through resistance, reinforcing layer upon layer of limiting and false beliefs about yourself and about the nature of reality. Because the modern media and society of the Western world promotes a state of lack, of fear, of victimization, of helplessness, of powerlessness. And so the more we are exposed over the years of our life to these messages through media and radio and TV and movies, the more the false reality seems solid around us. And so what we're doing here and the process that we just went through is the process of unraveling that illusion, unraveling that third dimensional consciousness of false beliefs, of false fears. And so it's going to take time. You're going to have moments where you're absolutely ecstatic and exalted in a state of fifth dimensional love, awareness, wisdom, and expansion. And then the next day you're going to go to work and your coworkers are going to be mundane and petty or whatever they are. And you're going to see in yourself exactly your resistance to their programming, because you're freeing yourself from your programming. And it's going to bug you a little bit, or more than a little bit maybe, when you see people acting unconscious, especially if they're acting unconscious towards you. And so when they push your buttons, here's the key, when they push your buttons, simply acknowledge that they're showing you an aspect of yourself, an aspect of your past that is unresolved, an issue that you still have to work on. Because once that past is completely cleaned up, there will be no more buttons left to push. And the unawareness and the control dramas that other people play out will be nothing more than mildly amusing to your state of consciousness. But in order to get there, we all have to peel away layer after layer after layer of seemingly unending layer. But there is an end, and more importantly, there is a process. And the process is one of repetition. As you clear out a certain amount of limiting beliefs and emotions, and you reclaim your energy from them, you allow yourself to go to a deeper level the next time that issue comes into your sphere of consciousness, into your mind and into your ego, who's trying frantically to rebuild what you're peeling away. So when you see that occur, just acknowledge that you've actually gone to a deeper level of the issue that's now in your state of awareness, and that you are making progress. And thank yourself for being aware enough to recognize that you've gone to a deeper level. You reclaim your power from it as much as you can in that moment. And then you simply uplift yourself whenever you get into a negative or discordant state of mind, a limited state of mind, a fear-based state of mind. Recognize it, minimize your ego, expand your divine higher self light out from your heart center, and reclaim that power, reclaim that energy. And you've handled that one layer. And you might have done it while you were driving down the road. Don't close your eyes, though, if you're driving down the road and if you need to do this process. If it's that strong and you have to close your eyes, pull over. You know, take 3 minutes, because once you're comfortable with these procedures, these techniques of the self-clearing system, it doesn't take very long to reclaim your energy from a new layer. Every time you hit a new layer, you can do it maybe in 5 minutes. Sometimes it might take longer. Sometimes it might take you 2 minutes. So do it as it happens in real time in your daily life. And by doing that, you make your daily life your own initiate process. Because technically it already is. You're now just becoming more aware. You're becoming a greater participant in your initiation process of unfolding your higher self in your physical body and in your mind and in your life. So as you peel away each successive layer, even if a year from now you're peeling away a layer of something that you've been working on for a year, be kind to yourself. Don't let your ego judge you for not being done with that yet. It's okay that you're not done with it, because you've moved through a year's worth of layers of clearing yourself, of being aware of your own process. And so you just have to be patient and realize that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. Whatever's in front of you right now as a challenge is exactly the challenge that you and your higher self cooked up to help you shed your limitation. Your higher self is grateful for exactly what's happening in your life, because it's showing you the contents and the manifestation of your thoughts. And so when you can move into that space of gratitude as well, grateful for everything that you receive in life, even when it is something that you could easily judge as bad, unwanted, painful, etc., you begin to transform the way that you interact with life, and it becomes a joyful dance, a swirling, twirling whirlwind of joy and emotion and power and energy reclaiming and of giving and loving and expanding. Because the more you do this, the more you expand your light, the more joyful your life becomes, the more joyful your interactions with those in your life becomes, and the easier it becomes to move through deeper layers of your own limitations, to move through peeling away the layers of limitation from your ego mind, so that your ego returns to its proper natural role as being your third dimensional assistant to help you navigate third dimensional reality. So that you're no longer enslaved by your own mind or by your own past, but instead you are free and joyful, loving, expanded, and filled with childlike, radiant energy, the energy that you brought with you when you were born into this world, and that you have simply covered up over the years. So we're just uncovering the layers that we've put on top of our natural divine light, letting it shine forward. And so I will leave you with this thought. Imagine that you have all of the energy and connectedness and exuberance and joy that you had as a 3-year-old child, along with all of the wisdom, knowledge, ability to manifest, ability to relate to others and heal others that you have right now, both existing in you at the same time, so that you can run and play and dance and twirl and be silly and filled with laughter and heal the world using the divine light that you came here with. Thank you all very much for your participation. I love you. Namaste.